The Drive with Robin Ross. Weekdays 4 to 7. Jacaranda FM.
Die tyd van die dag, elke maandag tot vrijdag, gesels ons met Christel oor die groot stories van die dag. Maar hierdie week doen ons dit bietjie anders. Ons gesels oor die groot stories van die jaar in Explained Well with Christel. En vandag het ons bietjie ligter nuus, né?
Ja,
wow.
Well. So my disclaimer up front. So yes, if you've been listening, you would know that we looked at hard news on Monday. We looked at political news yesterday, and those two alone, it's a lot. Tomorrow, by the way, we'll be looking at financial news. Again, not great. So yeah, my disclaimer is it was really hard to find lighter news or anything vaguely happy of substance.
Yeah.
Maar ek het probeer in spite of Rob's skepticism.
No, I mean, some of these are just, you know, or we talked about them quite extensively and they were quite spicy. Like the ridiculousness was the cheating scandal in world chess.
Yeah.
You know, now you've got chess grandmasters throwing shade at each other on social media, and the one guy going, I will strip naked before the tournament and walk in with no clothes on, and then people accusing him of receiving signals via things he's put up his, you know.
Elon Musk het betrokke geraak, die rijkste man in die wereld. I mean, come on, het er niks anders om te doen.
The chess industry was buzzing.
Yeah, there was that. Daar was die dag toe Charlize vir ons allemaal afgeëet.
Ek is nog steeds nie gelukkig daarmee nie. Ek vat het nog steeds baie persoonlik, saam met die ander 43 Afrikaanse mense.
Christel is een van die 44.
Ja, ja. En ek sien ons nou selfs teemde wat mense kan kry, want ek is een van 44.
Ja.
As enig iemand vir my iets soek vir cashews, ek sê maar net.
As daar uitlatings van haar enige iets gedoen het, het het wel vir Afrikaans sprekende mense van oral in die land, van alle rasse, alle gemeenskappe, rarig by mekaar gesmee, want dit was soos ons taal is uniting us, you know, because ons is nie net 44 nie, ons is miljoene, reg oor die wereld.
And like Rob said, don't touch us on our Afrikaans studio.
Do you know what the thing was for me in all of that? She said this thing in a podcast and then carried on with her life. And we heard not a word, not one follow-up comment, niks op sociale media.
Niks in Afrikaans sê, nie?
Ek het nou net die teenoorgestelde gedink dat sy gaan alle interviews nou in Afrikaans.
I mean, she just didn't say a word.
No.
I mean, she must have heard about the outroar. She must have.
Soos in regeringsentiteite.
Ja.
Jy het gesê, wil jy nou ook weer dink oor wat jy gesê het nie?
But Rob, if you got dragged by millions of people and that you defended, ek sal ook stil gehou het. Ek sal nie een apology gedoen. Ja, 44 in haar kop. Maar allemaal het iets te sê gehad hieroor. So, as dit die geval was, so ek ook stil gebleid.
Put the tweet on mute and carry on with your life.
Just move on like it never happened.
There was that. We got to watch, and I don't know how you feel about this, the full spectacle of England's royalty in action. Every part of it was on display this year. There was coronations, there were funerals, there was state, there was meeting new prime ministers because they changed the prime minister every 3 weeks.
Vinniger as letters. Maar die ding wat nogal rarig uitstaan vir my oor alles wat met die pomp en ceremony van die Britse koninklikes aangaan, is dat die nuus van koningin Elizabeth II se afsterwe het op ons program gebreek.
Yes, we were live on air on that day.
It's been a big news, yeah, in retrospect. I actually forgot about that, Ross. That's how rough it's been. But yeah, we broke that.
I still haven't seen a picture of Charles in the silly hat.
So his coronation is only next year.
Oh, is that why?
Yeah. My man.
Yeah.
En daar's blykbaar bespiegelinge oor of die Sussexe genooi gaan wees, Harry en Meghan.
I think after their new Netflix special, no.
Laat hulle vertel.
They're not
vertel wat daar aangaan agter Netflix. Verstaan. Like. Laat hulle vertel wat aangaan agter toe deure. Ek wil ook weet.
Kyk, ek moet sê op die koninklike nuus, die Zulu koninklike verwikkelinge was vir my fascinerend. En was rarig. Ek het gesien reg oor die wêreld. People were fascinated. trip to see the pomp and ceremony of the Zulu culture on display.
Big time.
Also contentious there and a couple lawsuits, I mean court cases.
Ja, ek wou net gesê het, daai hele ding was vir die wêreld interessant, want het was bietjie soos Game of Thrones gewees, want wie gaan nou intree en toe die persoon wat ingetree het, toe is hulle gesê, nee, jy is nie die rightful heir to the throne nie, daar is iemand anders, so is very, very entertaining.
And I remember I wrote a piece that I had to go do the research and ask my colleagues and ask cultural experts on, for example, the significance of entering the kraal. So I learned a lot this year through that. I found it fascinating. And certainly that weekend of the kraal ceremony, I just remember Twitter was all over this and loving it.
Well, I mean, I think the thing that I like the most is the new nickname that they've given to the Zulu king, Bayeda Dog. Because you know, Bayete is how you greet a king.
Yeah.
But because he's so young and he's like, you know, the way he speaks, his Zulu is a bit of a Model C private school accent. So, like, he's like the new king, dog. Like,
Bayete dog.
What not, I'm saying? Bayete dog.
King Musa Zulu Kwazi Valentini. It's been a lot for this year, to be honest.
I'm
not surprised you struggled to find light news, because there was very little.
The politics wrap, when I printed it out for you guys, was like more than 2 pages.
Yeah.
The light one is, as Ian Blatt say, mag ek probeer.
Okay.
I only fit, where are the 10 babies?
Where's the journalist actually? Who?
Reported by that reliable news outlet.
The super yard.
What's
the
Must find Pete first.
There has been a lot of news this year. Some of it very, very sick.
The Drive with Robin Ross. Weekdays 4 to 7. Jacaranda FM.